If you've done these things, you'll experience a considerable change in your preclear. But it may be that your case level of the preclear is so bad that it's just a swizzle stick case. No matter if you ran him on opening procedure or anything of the sort, or getting to put his attention on anything, you know, you're just going to stir it round and round and round. It's going to stir it round and round. He's going to have a horrible time, and nothing's clear, nothing's in a straight line, and he's in a state of confusion anyhow and so forth. Well, use those processes which I gave you earlier. This individual, obviously, is having a lot of trouble with his facsimiles. He's stuck in one. See, he's arbitrarily assumed the valence of the messed universe in some fashion or another because he believes himself to be in a state of confusion. That's what's wrong with him, not the state of confusion. He believes himself to be in a state of confusion, which is to say a confusion valence. Well, if he's in a confusion valence, well, for heaven's sakes, let's get him out of the valence, not stir up the confusion. So let's find out how much of his past he can own. Now we get into that case who can only generalize. You know? You say, well, now, how much of your past can you own? The fellow says, oh, I don't know. All of it. No, monsieur et madame. Mm-mm. You're running into the case that whenever you ask him for a precision spot, he will give you the whole panorama. He runs this way in life. Instead of doing any particular job, he'll do 80. This is his pattern. All right, what do we do about this case? You ask him this swizzle stick processing. You ask him, what kind of your past, you know, could you own? And he says, I don't know, lots of it, you know, lots of it. What you doing? Well, we have to fall lower than this now for a while. We have to go back to attention processing. For heaven's sakes, getting to put his attention on one object thoroughly, and then on two. Let him get his attention on two objects, even if you just point to a town and point to the center of a room and point to the town. Only don't get him to consider the town or how far it is. Make him look. And I mean that, make him look. Force him to look. Not with profanity, but have him look at the town. At that distance away, and get how far it is, and really conceive it to be that far away, and get the center of the room, and so forth. You know what you're doing? This individual, every time he tries to hit a precision spot, it generally has some kind of a fly-up of confusing energy, or something of the sort, that drives his mind off of this particular subject. And he can pinpoint. And so, spotting spots in space has long since been the remedy for that person who must consider in generalities whenever you ask him a question. Well, you've run into that. Now that you've got into spots and spots in space, we would go on with this and we'd finish what we started. We would ask him then, now you would say to him, what part of your past could you own? And he's liable to give you a year to crack. Okay. Let's spot some more spots, huh? Spot a spot in the doorway and a spot in the room, and how far is it to this and that, and spots and back and forth and spots and spots and spots. All right, now what part of your past could you own? And the fellow will come right on down to it, and he will say, well, I can own this part of my past, this facsimile, this thing. You see that?